It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Well, good morning and welcome to a Monday, a motivational Monday. Already one third of the month has gone by, October the 10th. This is Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm your host, Larry Tuneforce. Couple things to tell you about. You know, in Mojave County and Arizona, there's this Proposition 310. There's a town hall tomorrow night. Tomorrow night in Dolan Springs at the Chamber, 6 p.m. And the Arizona Fire Districts Association President, Pat Moore, Chief Moore, will be there speaking. Then he's doing it again on Wednesday night in Mojave Valley Fire Department, 6 o'clock. And then again on Thursday at the Golden Valley Public Safety Training Center. So if you want to hear about Proposition 310 and understand it, there's three opportunities this week throughout Mojave County, Dolan Springs, Fort Mojave, and then Golden Valley. Any questions, you can call Chief Moore at 928-758-3971. And Thursday night is the big block party. Yeah, it's at the new credit union in Mojave Valley. Polly's Chiropractic and Medi, and there's a vet in there. And that kicks off at 5:30. It's the hugest mixer going on because it covers like two blocks. You know, and everybody has something for you. Questions, call the Bullhead Chamber, 754-4121. And a little bit of sports tonight. Oh, the Cardinals. I cried yesterday. It was so sad. They should have won it. Oh. Well, anyhow, let's say the Raiders and the Chiefs tonight at 4:30 this afternoon, they kick off. And each and every day, TWN is brought to you by... How about... Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by TWN. Yes, their service area is growing. Is it available in your area? Well, take the next step. Go to TWNcom.com/Mojave and sign up. Or you can call 888-227-2095. Or you can stop by their offices on Silver Creek Road right behind Glamour Inn. Ah, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, your place for shopping and lunch. Downstairs, you got three great restaurants plus the ice cream store. Now, if you're like my wife, you probably start at the ice cream store and then go to the restaurants afterwards. Upstairs, well, we have a thrift shop to the Watchman, to sports items, to famous shoes, and sunglasses to Rue 21, plus five businesses on the front of the mall that face Casino Drive. Bed, bath, or kitchen, bath, and beyond. Remodeling your kitchen, bathrooms? Well, here's the time. On the Colorado River, Kitchen Bath and Beyond has been doing this since 2005. A new custom floor, new cabinets, new countertops. Yeah, they do homes, mobile homes, even commercial, with a beautiful, new, modern, high-functioning bathroom or kitchen. See their showroom? Call Kitchen Bath and Beyond at 928-788-1000. ProFit Kitchen rolling into their second year. If you haven't tried them, tomorrow is the day they give away 11% of the profits to a nonprofit. And it's got to be someone in the public safety field. And tomorrow it's going to be Valley View Medical Center, and along with Classic Air for their Shop with a Responder program. So if you want to go tomorrow, check it out at ProFit up in the Riverview Mall, right at the Inner Marina. You can't miss it. And then remember, tomorrow, Mojave Mortgage matches his 11%. So they'll be presenting checks to the Shop of the First Responder in Fort Mojave. All right, into the studio. Our two beautiful guests are here today. Oh, three. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Gracie, I didn't mean to offend you.
She even turned her back on you.
Yeah, I noticed that, yeah. She's like, there's a guy over there. I'm just going to sit this way and watch my mom. Yeah. Welcome, ladies. We have Val and Jackie.
Hi.
I mentioned Val first because...
She was here first.
You've been here 3 minutes. Maybe two.
Maybe two.
Yeah.
Yeah, Larry and I have already had a big old conversation going.
Yeah. We already know everything's going on at the chamber.
Yep.
Oh, good. Then I don't have to speak too much today.
No, you can just sit back and relax.
Good.
You know? But I do want to say that, you know, every Monday we play one artist or one band.
Mm-hmm.
And today...
Ooh.
Who is it, Jackie?
Olivia Newton-John.
Yes,
Olivia Newton-John today. So we'll play her. We just lost her just recently with breast cancer, which is Breast Cancer Month. So,
yes.
Yeah.
So you said that ProFit Kitchen is one of your sponsors.
Yes, he is.
And ProFit catered one of our judges' meetings for Community Achievement Awards.
Ooh, and they were spoiled.
It was breakfast and lunch, and it was so good.
Yeah. My wife and I went there recently for a mixer that Mojave Mortgage put on there at ProFit. It was basically for real estate agents and whatnot, but he invited me and my wife, and he invited some other local people that he knows, and they made wraps.
Mm.
Oh, to the next day, my wife said, I'm going to go back and get another wrap for lunch. Great food there.
Yeah,
and it's healthy.
Yes. Yeah, the bison bowl, mm-hmm. a Jesse Large bison bowl.
Oh, yeah? I
yeah.
didn't know that yet.
Oh. That's the best one.
I took my son there the other night before his football game, and he had one of the acai bowls. And it was it was good to give him something,
yeah.
but not be too heavy. He played amazing that night.
That's going to be the new commercial for Eric at
yes.
ProFit. Just take your son there before a football game. They play much better.
Yes, definitely.
Well, of course.
Take the whole team.
Yeah.
So guess what was yesterday?
Sunday.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Isn't that a crazy? This was a badass weekend. Can I say that? Badass?
Apparently.
Okay.
Too late.
So,
apparently you can.
So not, what a great weekend. We had Kid Rock here, and he put on the best show that I've ever seen him put on. It was his last show for his tour, and this town was rocking.
Mm-hmm. There was probably 20 videos on Facebook that people put up.
Telling you the production itself was amazing. He was amazing.
Yeah.
The whole band was amazing. Backup singers sang some really cool things. We even had some Motown in there.
Wow.
It was great. And then, of course, we had to go home after that.
Yes.
Sometime in the morning. And the next day, we had to be over at the East Center because the Juan Bass, U.S. Open Bass Tournament,
oh, that's right.
40th anniversary, started this morning at 5 o'clock.
So were you at the lake at 5 a.m.?
Absolutely not.
Gracie's like, I'm not getting up that early.
She doesn't.
Yeah.
But at the East Center, we had the expo, the Sponsors Expo.
Okay.
And then we had the first year for their Hall of Fame. So they've been 40 years. They inducted one for each of the 10 years. So they had four Hall of Famers last night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, old timers, not really old timers, but people that have been in that
long time
fishing.
Yeah, long time fishing environment with Juan and with the other people that fish professionally, either boat mechanics or product providers or sponsors or really good fishermen.
Yeah.
One of the guys had won the Juan Bass U.S. Open three times.
Wow.
Yeah.
She must bring his own bass.
Wait a second. We'll not mix this with the East Coast.
Okay.
No.
We will not
right.
do that.
Yeah, we're not in New Jersey or
no.
New York. Okay. So my question is, because a lot of listeners are thinking right now,
mm-hmm.
so all these sponsors are in the E-Center. Is
mm-hmm.
that open to the public?
They're gone.
Huh?
They're gone. It was only yesterday.
Yes.
Oh.
We publicized it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
It was great because we got...
There's three listeners going, I was there yesterday. It's over.
There were a lot of sponsors there that provided product. I mean, you walked away with a lot of swag if you went in there.
Wow.
Hats and commemorative knives and tools and worms and the specialty hooks and lines and rods and reels. And It was so much fun. Even the type of glasses you should use while you're fishing.
Wow.
So you can see through the water more. It was really, really good. And when at the end, I don't know if you have know how the bass tournament pairs. So there'd be 200 pro.
Right.
And 200 AAA. Right. Nobody knows who they're paired with.
AAA or amateur?
Yes, mm-hmm. Amateur. Yeah. Same thing.
Okay.
For them, it's the same thing. At the end of the mandatory meeting for all anglers, she pushes the button, and the button sends out a text message to everyone, the AAA and the pro, and they find out right that minute who they're paired with.
Oh, okay.
And then they go out the very next morning at 5 o'clock, and they're paired together for that day. And
right.
they can come in with a weigh for their bag and largest fish.
Wow.
It's amazing the way that they do it, because you can't know who your pairing is and conspire in advance.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
You go straight from that tent to bed and get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and now you got to go out with your buddy for that day and go fishing.
Cool.
And I think this they have to be 17 inches, and they have to be open mouth or closed mouth.
What are you talking about?
Bass.
The bass.
Oh.
Oh, not the people.
What is she talking about? 17 inches and closed mouth.
Yeah. They have to be, the fish has to be 17 inch closed mouth something. I'm not that cool or keen on this stuff, but.
She's getting there, though.
I'm getting close.
By next year, oh.
Next year.
Yeah.
She'll be a pro.
Right.
So they go out this morning before the sun rises and sit at the 5-mile-an-hour buoy. And they do the national anthem and say a prayer.
Oh.
And then they send the groups out.
And how many boats?
200.
Wow.
And
200 boats.
And they
so were they already in the lake, or did they have to launch this morning?
They launched this morning.
Yes.
Holy, well, they must start launching like at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then when they get to the 5-mile marker,
right.
They just start sending them out one by one by one by one. But then they have times on their phone so they can't mm-hmm. forget what time they're supposed to be back at the dock. Because then there's fleets that come in, and they all take their fish out, take them and get them inspected.
Okay.
Then they
make sure they have a closed mouth.
Right? And they're 17 inches.
Yes.
And then they go back, they get in that, go back to their bag. It's a debt bag. They go back to their boat, get their fish, go back up, get them tagged, and walk around the corner in some bump tanks to keep them wet and keep oxygen going through their gills.
Because you keep the fish alive.
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Fish health is really one of the most important things that U.S. Open strives to have.
Okay.
Really healthy fish. If they lose 10 fish in the U.S. Open, they'll be really disappointed.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. So they do the bump tanks, get up on the stage, they weigh their bag, they weigh the largest fish for whoever caught it in that team, and then they're back, they drop them in the live well, now sitting in right there below the store,
right.
And then they take them out and let them go.
Wow.
It's really a wonderful, wonderful
production. So all that happens tonight?
No,
this
they're
going
to, they're going to. They started this morning.
Afternoon.
They'll start coming in at 2.
Yes, this afternoon.
Oh, so it all happens this afternoon.
Yes.
That's the first day.
Okay.
So they do it again tomorrow, and they do it again Wednesday.
With the same partner, or mix them up?
No, they get a different partner.
Okay.
And then they come over to the East Center again Wednesday night, and they have the awards ceremony.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And our volunteers and partnership are out there when they start coming back in for the weigh.
Okay.
So they loved it. Last time they had a chance to go out there.
Yeah,
and they
this
just
is
had
your
such
second
a great
year, right?
Time.
Yeah.
It was our second event.
Yes.
The last event we had in March was a precursor,
okay.
Kind of a practice run, and it was not a points.
Oh.
Remember, this is the last competition for the year,
right?
And there have 10 people that are in the running for the points, for the top fishermen of the year.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Whew. A lot going on.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And it's all about the fish.
Okay. And Olivia.
Oh, yeah.
Let's take a break. If you have questions for these two ladies, 702-298-1063, pick up the phone and give us a call. They'll be more than happy to answer your questions so you can be a part of the program.
There was a time when I was in a home.
Everyone enjoys their perfect temperature at home or work. However, sometimes you need help getting that perfect temperature. Arizona Comfort Solutions serves residential or commercial, servicing your whole system. Arizona Comfort Solutions can fine-tune your thermostats, air conditioning units, or swamp coolers, keeping you cool all summer. In Bullhead City and Needles, call 928-758-2400. 928-758-2400.
You are never too young or too old to plan for retirement. Hello, I'm Jack Mafara with East West Financial. Planning for retirement is often put off. However, the more you put it off, the more it may cost you. It is important because it will have an impact on the rest of your life. Guaranteed retirement income planning is my specialty. I have over 30 years experience helping people plan and manage their retirement. Call me. Let's talk. Questions are free. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
Have you, your friends, and coworkers tried ProFit Kitchen in the Riverview Mall? Beats any drive-thru. Check out the selection of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu, plus protein shakes, nitro coffee, and meal prep solutions. You'll love ProFit Kitchen, and so will your friends.
Is it hard to budget your electric bill? Mojave Electric can help with their budget billing plan. With budget billing, your electric payment is the same each month based on your average usage from the previous 12 months. Applications for budget billing are due October 31st. If you have questions or need more information about budget billing, call 928-763-1100 or visit mojaveelectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
As we heat up, the bugs are out. If they're in your home or business, you have a problem. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. The last thing you want is a visitor or customer seeing unwanted guests crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. Bugs gone tomorrow. Safe, effective, and pet-friendly treatments that turn termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. 758-5499. Solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. The ladies are dancing in the studio. Gracie's like, what's going on? Welcome back. We're brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. You know, MEC and TWN Communications are bringing you fast, reliable fiber internet plus digital phone. Yeah. TV streaming service. You get all that. And now you enjoy it all at your favorite digital activities. Piece of cake. Pre-register today and find out when you can get those services, okay? Visit TWNcom.com/Mojave, or you can call 888-227-2095, or you stop by the TWN offices. They're on Silver Creek Road right behind Glamour Inn. Yeah. And then MEC will be able to read your meter with the fiber internet. They'll actually also be able to turn it on and turn it off, you know. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling, service in Mojave County since 1988, with recycle yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. They buy aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts, plus curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins, and dumpsters, debris removal bins, construction site bins, and business curbside pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling, bulldogdisposal.com, or you call 928-753-6786. And tomorrow, the gentleman who owns that, also happens to be the mayor of Kingman, will be in the studio. Yeah, he'll be here tomorrow. The mayor from Kingman, Mr. Ken Watkins, will be in here for a whole hour tomorrow. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, it's burger, fries, and pie time. Five different burgers. Then you add cheese and you add bacon and fries are included. Then you pick your favorite piece of pie. You get it, you eat it there or take it with you, you know. So if you go in like 8 o'clock at night, now you got a 9:30 snack. If you like burgers, head to Perkins, plus over 100 Coca-Cola products. How perfect for the end of summer. Walker Service Electric. The Walker team is in Kingman, Havasu, and Bullhead City. All the areas in between. Walker Service Electric services homes, apartments, condos, mobiles, and any size business. Plus new construction and highline power. Need an electrician? Think Walker Service Electric, available 24/7. Call 928-718-9444. All right, we're back in the studio with the ladies from the Laughlin Chamber and Laughlin Tourism Commission. We can't forget that.
Laughlin Tourism Commission, they were the sponsors for the WAN U.S. Open.
WAN U.S. Beth. Open?
WAN Beth 40th Anniversary U.S. Open.
Is that like J-U-A-N? WAN?
No.
W-O-N.
Oh,
Western Outdoor News.
Ah, okay. Well, I didn't know.
Well, now you do.
Yeah, I do now. Western Outdoor News. Okay.
Yes.
What else is happening?
They do most of the major bass tournaments, or they do freshwater and saltwater.
Oh, okay. I was just going to say, they do ocean tournaments, too.
You need bigger boats then.
Yes.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
For those events, yes, they do.
This isn't. That's not Lake Mojave.
No.
Right.
No, so both events this weekend and going on this week are the LTC, Laughlin Tourism Commission, sponsored events.
Okay.
Yes. The other LTC events that will be coming up is Best in the Desert. Best in the Desert is coming up on October 20th. They're working at a beautiful spectator site with concessions and vendors.
In your little campsite out here?
Yes.
That's called the Laughlin Events Park.
Park?
Yes.
The park that has nothing until an event comes and they set up a whole town.
Yes. And they're bringing back the Laughlin Leap.
What's that?
It is on Thursday night.
Yes.
And you can actually run what you brung.
That's what it's called.
Yes.
Oh.
So if you have an off-road truck and you want to do the leap, you can enter.
Oh,
as long as you have a roll cage.
Yes, you have to have the roll cage.
Okay.
And
how far
helmet
do you?
And a helmet.
And a helmet.
Okay. How far does it leap?
Depends on how much you
how much power you get.
How much beer you've had to drink. Yeah.
I don't think they let you.
That was a really, really popular spectator event on a Thursday night.
A long time ago, too, that started. And it draws a nice little crowd, too. Everybody wants to see how high can they jump.
Wow.
And it happens at dark.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's really fun.
Doesn't that kind of mess up your truck when you jump?
That depends.
Depends on what you're building your truck for.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you'd almost have to build it for that.
Yep.
I think some people do.
Maybe you have a dirt buggy.
I don't think I'll be taking my new Tundra out there
maybe
to
not.
Jump.
No.
I don't have a roll cage.
And that goes on Thursday's the leap. Mm-hmm. Friday is the youth. On Saturday and Sunday are motorcycles, UTVs, cars, and trophy trucks.
Yes.
And when is this weekend?
That's October 20th through the 23rd.
Okay.
Okay.
That's like 2 weeks away.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, everything happens in the fourth quarter for us.
I know. Everywhere.
Everywhere, yeah.
And then Chris Young, country artist. Chris Young comes on November 12th.
Okay.
And then Snores, Southern Nevada off-road enthusiasts, they come December every year, and they'll be here 9th through the 11th. And that goes on in the Laughlin Events Park also.
In the park?
It's called the Laughlin Events Park. Because people get it confused with the Laughlin Events Center.
Right.
Right.
Even though there's no park, no restrooms, no nothing until they show up.
Right, and then we put restrooms and everything out there.
Everything, you set up a whole town in 3 days. For 3 days.
Poof.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
All I know is that on the 22nd, I'm seeing Hall & Oates.
Yes, you are.
Yes, I am. Yeah, that's going to be a good concert.
At the Laughlin Event Center.
Yeah.
Not the park.
Yes, true.
And not the East Center.
Yes.
And
Joe Nichols is with Chris Young.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about Chris
Young. I get people texting me stuff like that.
So, the things for Chamber that, of course, the thing that we're right in the middle of right now is the Community Achievement Awards.
Right. Tickets went on sale today.
Yes.
And all the judges have made their decisions.
Oh.
And we have them in, you know, that special safe that Mojave Mortgage has down below their building.
His vault.
From his dumbwaiter.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's in there?
Yeah. We don't have a dumbwaiter, though. We have a swing.
And we don't have the money that he has stored in there either.
So Chad Hansen lets you just, like, keep those on a shelf down there in his vault.
We just have one little box with a lock.
The only person that knows who the names are are the person making the trophies.
Oh, okay.
And me and Jackie.
So I was going to say, who told them to make them, you know? Someone had to tell them.
Yeah, it was a really good judges team. They had a lot of fun. They made good choices. They actually made an extra choice this year, so we're kind of excited.
Yes.
When you are
that
on
means an extra trophy.
That means when you are a judge, you really have all power, essentially.
Right.
You get to make decisions that have never been made before. You get to kind of help with if you have a tie. Maybe you don't have to break the tie, depending on the category. So They do a lot of things. There's also been judges in the past that have actually changed the definition of a category because it included only one person or a group.
Okay.
And in some cases, they can be either or,
okay.
a group or a single individual.
Just that little bit
right.
more detail to the
category description.
Category description makes a huge difference when you're trying to nominate for something.
Right.
For all those categories.
Well, a couple years ago, the youth award was two students.
Mm-hmm. Been a couple times.
Yeah.
And always the person who puts up the money for the second one is the celebration.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Which is getting a new celebration soon.
Yeah, yes. Trevor and Bria always pay for that second one because they don't want anybody to lose out. So cute. Who did the first one?
They did the first one, but 2 years in a row we've had the judges.
Oh, the judges put up money.
Have
oh.
decided that they were so confident that these two people needed that extra scholarship, and they put the
money
together.
So the question before we take a break is, do you ever follow up on the Youth of the Year to see where they're at 2 or 3 years later?
Well, normally they come back or their family's already here, and we get to hear about their progress
oh, okay.
in school.
Okay. All right. That's exciting. I just figured, you know. And now the Young Wonder is even younger than that.
Yes.
Okay. Let's take a break. 1:30 the hour. Paula Voice coming up next from Havasu.
Wherever you go, wherever you may wander in your life, surely you know.
The last time you needed an electrician, did you ask a friend for help or did you call Mr. Bubba's Power? Walker Service Electric are the professionals servicing Mojave County for over 27 years. Professional workmanship and the work is performed at a fair price. Walker has stayed in business with satisfied customers holding those standards high. Walker Service Electric performs residential work, commercial, and industrial. If you need an electrician, call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
Bulldog Disposal and Recycling has been servicing Mojave County since 1988 with recycling yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. Why toss out things that can bring you cash? Aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts. Plus curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins, and dumpsters. Debris removal bins, construction site bins, business curbside pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling at your service. BulldogDisposal.com or 928-753-6786.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is currently in tip-top shape. Enjoy Arizona's number 4 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Set your tee time now. Open early summer hours, 928-754-1243 or laughlinranch.com.
Meet me at a Laughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and really spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's a better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at a Laughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. We're live from the Laughlin Mall with the Laughlin Chamber and Laughlin Tourism. That's right. Stick around. We're going to tell you everything going on. Legacy Rehab and Care Center wants to remind you that if you want to get into the world of healthcare, call them. Yes. Legacy Rehab and Care Center will hire, train, and pay you to become a certified nursing assistant. Yes. All while being paid. Isn't that fabulous? Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. So if you know someone who might need those services, grab the phone, Call 928-763-1404, or you can just stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Barron Services, experts in fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial. Experts in swimming pools, home or commercial. Plus, experts in pest solutions, home or commercial. And Barron uses products that are safe for your pets and your children. Alarm systems, pools, and pest solutions, call Barron Services, 928-758-5499. Mojave Mortgage, if you're looking for some money, he's got money in that vault right next to the box with all the winners in it. And if you want a vacation home or a pool or an add-on, you can still refi depending upon what your rate is. Call the founder and CEO, Chad Hansen, at Mojave Mortgage, 928-288-2691. Get your share of the money in Chad's vault. Call 928-288-2691. What a voice she had, huh? You know, it's so funny because you think back in the 60s and 70s, and, well, for me, the 60s and 70s, for Val, the 90s, whatever. You're a little younger than us. But when you think
I was there in the 70s.
Oh, okay. 79 doesn't count. When
Thank you,
you think about music from those years, you just hear part of the voice, and right away you know who it is, and you can finish the song usually.
Just like Miss Carpenter.
Oh, yeah, Karen Carpenter. Have you ever seen the people that come to the Riverside and do her Christmas show?
They don't do too bad, let me tell you.
Wow.
I want to stay on Community Achievement Awards for just a minute.
Okay.
I have seen several comments on social media that disturbed me in the beginning, and then I realized maybe some people are just uneducated. They don't understand.
That's a lot of it.
Yes. So the biggest questions is, why didn't so-and-so get nominated? Or why didn't so-and-so get in the Final Four? Well, first of all, if you didn't nominate them, most likely the person you're thinking of wasn't nominated.
Right.
We don't go out into the community and just go and pick out random people.
Exactly.
They have to be nominated, and the nomination has to tell us why you're nominating them. Then
right.
When we go to that nominee, we ask them for biographical data information and then fill this book with all the information the judges need to ascertain whether or not they're deserving of a Final Four and the winning award.
Right.
Now, the hard part is getting people to write about themselves sometimes, and then sometimes they write too much about themselves.
Right.
And it can be a double-edged sword there.
Way.
Yes. So if you find that this year somebody that you really thought was deserving in this year or deserving in the last 10 or 20 years and you didn't get nominated, you better be writing it up right now and going on the Chamber website and nominating them for next year before you forget.
And well, put the detail into it, please, because that's something that I see often, because all of those nominations come to my inbox.
Okay.
And some of the nominations are so simple, there's not much detail to why you were nominating that individual or the business.
Right.
And all of that information is so helpful to the judges as to why that person felt this individual or business was worthy.
Do you think let's just pick on Carol Finkenstein, if someone just says, I'm nominating Carol Finkenstein, she runs MAPT.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all they put. You know, they forget that, you know, she's in the Women's Council and she does this and that. And she adopts a shelter in Mexico,
mm-hmm.
You know. So some people may not know these other things that
right.
The person does. And that's why you follow up with the person and
yes.
Say, now tell us more about yourself.
Now, if it were Carol Finkelstein, since we're picking on her today,
yeah.
She would turn in a full bio.
Right.
Yeah.
Because she's so worldly
right.
And so involved in so many nonprofits and programs for the underserved. That is perfect.
Right.
That is perfect. But if you're thinking about somebody and you want to make sure you write, it doesn't have to be paragraphs. It can be bullet points.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
As long as we have some detail to go by. Now, if you were sitting at a judge's table there, Larry,
right.
And you didn't know Carol Finkelstein, how could you be sold on paper to get you to the Final Four? Say there's 12 in that category, say humanitarian.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get your nominee to the Final Four?
Right.
You have to help Carol, and you have to do some
help
detailed stuff yourself.
Right.
Because the judges may not know who you're talking about.
Well, and especially because you have such a variety of judges. I'll let you tell them who they are in a minute. But you have judges from both sides of the river.
I handpick them.
So somebody active over on the Nevada side
might
not know Carol.
Exactly.
Right? You know, and vice versa.
And vice versa, yes.
Somebody in Bullhead City might not know somebody that's very active in Laughlin.
And sometimes those judges have to ask us and say, do you know this person?
Uh-huh.
And can you tell us a little bit more about them? Or somebody will say, here, let me give you a background of what I know. But I handpick the judges so they're diverse by age, by sex, by
community.
Community.
Right.
Yeah. They have industry that they're different in. They may be influential or affluential. They may not be any of those. They may be very, very young.
Yeah.
And they're starting out and they have an opinion.
Yeah.
So this year, who did I mix up? I had Dr. Carolyn Stewart.
Right.
Elon Bilbray.
Okay.
She is Clark County Parks and Recreation. We had...
Carolyn is the superintendent for...
Oh, correct.
Elementary school district.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Then we had...
You don't have a list, huh?
Your lead judge was Matt Laughlin.
Matt Laughlin.
He was Citizen of the Year last year.
And that happens every year. Whoever's the Citizen of the Year rolls in to be the head judge the following year.
Yes.
Correct. We had Richard Rivas.
Yes.
From Harrah's. He is a hotel manager for Caesars.
Okay.
We had Gino Briscoe.
Gino Briscoe, one of our longest serving Metro Police Department. Sergeant.
Retire.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, he was in here last week. He was getting ready to retire here in a couple of weeks. A couple months.
We're going to miss him. Yep. I think it's December.
Oh, I think he's going to stick around. He's not leaving.
No, he's not leaving.
Yeah, he has a goal.
Yes, he does. We had Todd Levitt.
Yes, he's a realtor in town. Very active in community.
Yes.
And then John Hassett.
Okay. Also very busy.
Yeah, and his fingers are in a lot of different businesses
he
helps stay open and keep his own businesses open, and he owns Desert
Lawn. Yes.
And each of the judges may know individuals on a personal level.
Right.
But even when you have people come in for their interview, they're a final four, and they're interviewing. There's still sometimes that those judges may know them on a personal level, but may still learn something new about them.
Right.
Which is pretty neat, even for us. It's an eye-opener for us, too.
Okay.
But it's always a good time to hang out with the judges and listen to the things they say before and after. And they always say, dang, if we wouldn't have had these interviews...
Right.
I wouldn't have known what to do.
Exactly.
Because they'd be siding on one person, but this person came in that didn't write a big bio, but they come in busting in the door, and they're just amazing, and they say, oh, no.
Right.
Right.
So it's hard for them. They really struggle.
I've already received one nomination for next year. For next year.
Wow, okay.
So please get out there and get onto the website and do nominations.
I was a judge back in 2006, 2007, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually a judge with Toby Cotter, who was the PIO for the city, and a lady by the name of Linda Larson, who was the superintendent of the elementary district at that time. I can't remember who the rest of the judges are. Maybe Toby.
Well, that's funny that you said his name, because he is my co-MC this year.
Oh, Toby is?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yes, I try and pick somebody different every year from the other side, because I'm representing the Nevada side, and he's going to do co-MC with me.
Good. He'll do a great job.
Yes.
You know, and on the wall behind you are all the business cards of people who've come in here and visited or sponsored the program. And there's a couple of people up there that have their picture. There's a politician, a mortgage guy, real estate, entertainment, and you.
I'm a character, not an entertainer.
Yeah, I know. So I was sitting here looking at the pictures earlier, and I thought, well, yeah, there's a...
Well, you got to think about that. Like, we just had the Mega Mixer. When you're out there and you're mixing and mingling with all these different people in this monster room, are you really going to remember who I was, if I didn't have my picture on there?
You have your picture on your business card, too?
On mine, too, yes. all four of us do.
Well, I'd like to thank Bo for not having his picture on there.
Well, it's funny because we also do that for the judges. After
when
they interview them, they actually get a little black and white picture. No, now I think we did them in color this year.
No,
anyways,
black and white.
Okay,
yeah.
And they get a little picture to staple on their bio. So when they go home to pick their winners, they remember what their faces look like.
They can remember, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, that's a whole process.
Well, we've got it down pat.
Now, how long ago did the judges first start meeting?
What was the first date?
September? It was August. It was the end of August.
They put in about 40 hours.
That's when they get their binder, their 4-inch binder.
And the tickets went on sale today.
Today, yes. Correct.
What's the date of the...
November 5th.
Okay.
And it's at the Aquarius.
Of course.
Upstairs in the pavilion where we used to have it. This is our first time back. Fine dining, 600 guests. It's a formal gala.
Yeah, no shorts.
No shorts. We don't care if you wear a tux. That's not the intent. The intent is to look proper and pay respect to those who we are honoring.
All guys need to be in a tie.
Yes.
Yeah.
A tie and jacket is wonderful. Yeah. And women, after five, dress to a formal.
Okay.
Whatever you want. You get professional pictures taken there with your awards and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, and all of the nominees already got their professional headshots taken. So they'll
be in the program.
Who did your pictures this year?
Nikki's Photos Creations.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
She does them every year for us.
Yep.
Okay, very good.
And we pretty much keep the same people going with us because they're so supportive of the event itself and they really believe in the process. Mm-hmm. Dominic Dragone, he always does the voiceover for us now in the last couple of years because we didn't want to do voiceover taped anymore. We wanted to do live.
Oh, so he'll be there doing it live.
Mm-hmm. He's been doing it live. And it's fun because when we make a mistake in the script or he makes a mistake reading it, we all just laugh. It's so funny. I mean, it is what it is, right?
Yeah, it's easy to do.
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
And right now we're putting together the memoriam for those pillars in our community or long-serving veterans that we have lost this last year.
And when it comes to COVID, we lost some very special people.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. In April, you have... What going on?
What about April?
Well, you are the front page of the newspaper today.
I am.
You are.
Well, no. Actually, Gracie was the front page. You were part of the picture, though.
Right.
But April might just fly by.
It could. Or it could land in our laps.
Yeah. So tell us about
April 1st, 2023 is our first air show.
No fooling.
And this air show has got the whole community together. It is amazing. We were given $75,000 from Las Vegas Events or LVCVA, Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority.
Okay.
There are funding mechanisms for the town-wide events that we promote.
Through LTC.
The City of Bullhead City put in the pot another $75,000.
Right.
Then the City of Bullhead City, Travis and Eddie and Danielle, sent off a request to Arizona Tourism, and Arizona Tourism gave them the grant for another $150,000.
Wow.
And now we're applying before Friday for a Nevada Tourism grant for the marketing portion of the event. Now, sponsorships are already open online at LaughlinBullheadAirShow.com, and you can go to the Facebook page, which is Laughlin Bullhead Air Show.
But I got to tell you, as a business, I've emailed almost everybody more than once and said that, you know, Radio Central would love to be a part of the sponsorship, and everybody goes, hang in there.
Yeah, just hang in for a minute because we just now got the sponsorships really rolling.
Oh.
And to make an announcement, I guess I can today, Finley went for the premier sponsor.
Wow.
They're part of the Founders Club now, which we will always have, a Founders Club, and they put up $10,000.
Which they probably should because they're so close to the airport.
Yes.
You know, and people...
The neighbors.
Yes.
Yeah, people probably park in their parking lot and watch the planes fly.
Well, I think they said that they have a air show every time the military come in and do their... their practice flyovers.
Yeah. Well, and they do that...
You get to watch them.
Well, they do that frequently. They'll
come, they'll
land here to refuel and then stay across the river and then take off the next day.
Yep. So Finley has a front row seat for that one.
They do.
And for the concessions and vendors, that just opened also. And your vendor concessions representative is
Val.
Yay!
Oh, good.
She does it so well. We asked her to help us with it, and she's already got her... application all ready to go.
Okay.
Just go to LaughlinBullheadAirShow.com and you will find out all kinds of stuff.
If you're interested in being a vendor, the email will come straight to me.
Okay.
And then we can...
Maybe somebody's going to design a nice shirt for the first...
We're working on that. But any vendor, any artisan, concessions, those kind of things. And we're going to have different levels there. Of course, the resorts are going to want to have their own VIP spaces, and they'll bring their best players over. But
see, they could, the first shirt could kind of be like the license plate frame I have in my garage that says "One of the First to Cross the Laughlin Bridge."
Oh,
yeah. Riverside gave those out.
Yay!
All right, let's take a break. We're going to come right back. 702-298-1063 if you want to call in and ask a question, or stick around for Jim and Paul, Hospice of Havasu, and Powerboat Championships.
Minutes still matter when it comes to medical emergencies. In some cases, fast care can be life-saving, especially for heart attacks and strokes. So don't delay or be afraid to get help if you need it. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you, with limited entry points, screening for everyone, deep cleaning, and social distancing. We're taking extra precautions to help keep you safe. Don't put off emergency care. Visit ercarewarmc.com or call 911 in an emergency.
Mountain View Homes, established in 1987 in Fort Mojave, Arizona. Glenn builds custom homes, track homes, on your lot, or he can assist you in finding a lot. Mountain View Homes is your one stop. Glenn has over 100 plans for you to look at, or meet with his draftsmen and design your dream home. Glenn has a model home available for you to see his quality workmanship. Call today. Sitting down and talking is free. 928-768-7253. 928-768-7253.
It's burgers, fries, and pie at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City. You'll have your choice of five custom-cooked burgers. Add cheese or bacon if you like, fries included. Then pick your favorite slice of fresh pies, breakfast, lunch, or dinner. If you like burgers, head to Perkins now. Plus, over 100 choices of Coke products. How perfect for the tail end of summer, but only at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Highway 95 in Bullhead City.
Are you seeking a career opportunity in a healthcare setting where you can make a difference in the lives of others every day? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center is looking for compassionate, caring individuals to join our team. If you're a nurse, certified nursing assistant, work in environmental or dietary, we would love to meet with you. Apply online today at thelegacyrehab.com. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Hear ye, hear ye. You talked, we listened. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. If you took advantage of the low interest rates within the past 2 years and don't want to change the terms of your first mortgage, but you still want cash to build that RV garage or casita, fear not. Mojave Mortgage now has a home equity line of credit available. For more information, visit MojaveMortgages.com or call 928-288-2691. Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 100185.
The Lake Havasu Classic Outboard Championships return. Formula One boat racing will take place October 14th through the 16th at the Nautical Beach Bar Resort. Not only race boats will be on the lake, there's a vintage boat display, races reunion, and beach party. Admission is free, so gather your family and friends for the Lake Havasu Classic, presented by NGK Spark Plugs and local title sponsor Anderson Toyota. For complete event information and reservations, go to ngkf1.com. That's ngkf1.com.
Tickets now. And yes, this is a real Garth Brooks. This is not a, you know, look-alike. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Summer temperatures are cooling off. I think we're going to be in like mid-90s today in Bullhead. Yeah. Will your AC or your Swamper last the summer? Well, in Bullhead City and in Needles, people call Arizona Comfort Solutions. Let them service your comfort tools. Keep you comfortable. Yeah, the last thing you want in the next couple of weeks is for something to break. Yeah. Your thermostat, your AC, your swamp cooler. Then they can come back later and do your furnace, your heater, your heat pumps. How cool. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 928-758-2400. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center presents a free lunch and learn for the ladies Tuesday, October 18th. That's next week. 11:30 at the Anderson Fieldhouse. And ladies, you're going to learn about hormones and women's health from Dr. Philip Bassa. And reserve your seat today because it will fill up. Call 928-763-0282. 928-763-0282. East West Financial Services. You want to get some help for your retirement planning? Well, sit down with Jack Mafara. He's been doing this for 30 years, 20 years right here in Bullhead City, well, Mojave County. He's got offices in Bullhead and Kingman. And when you sit down with him and talk about ideas for retirement, it's free. Doesn't cost you a dime. Yeah, not too many people do that. So call him at 928-888-9828. Make your appointment and see how you can make more money when you're retired. All right, back in the studio, we got about 3 minutes left with the ladies. Okay.
I hope to retire.
Yeah?
I don't know if I'll have Social Security when it's time.
I'm planning.
Well, that's a problem that nobody can take care of.
No.
Yeah. Except for the people in D.C. that don't want to take care of it because they don't participate.
Right.
Yeah. What else we have going on?
Well, not this last Friday, but the Friday before.
Okay.
We had a mega mixer, our first back after COVID.
Mm-hmm.
We were delighted.
Also in the Aquarius.
Yes. It's big, so we have to have it in the biggest space.
Yep.
And Aquarius is the biggest space, the
it
pavilion.
Is.
So we had our first mega mixer back. It was a little bit better than we thought it would be being the first year.
Okay.
And we were able to donate $4,160 to the Feed a Family program from entry only.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
It's $20 to come in. You get
right.
to visit all the 78 booths we had.
Yeah.
And then we had food you got to eat in a bar. And then
the meatballs were delicious.
Yes, they were.
And the people who come and participate and set up booths for free, they normally bring a nice raffle gift that's affiliated with their business.
Right.
So you get some of their product. And we go all night giving away those things. 78 booths, and they all bring one.
Because Todd Levitt was there. I think he gave away a house, right?
Yes. Gift certificate. What's funny is our volunteers in partnership, two people won bouncy houses.
Right.
Oh, wow.
So we're waiting for them to have a jello party or something.
Yeah. Susie's bounce houses.
Yes.
Andy, what a great guy. Yeah.
That was a really good night, and we're glad that we were able to come back with that.
Good.
And don't forget the Jingle Mingle Mixer.
When's that?
Every year.
Yeah.
At the Aquarius. This year will be on the 6th of December.
I want Sean to still show up in his little bright.
You never know where Sean's going to be.
Bright suits that he wears.
He was at Kid Rock
on
Friday.
Was.
Oh, was he?
Yes, he
of
was.
Of course.
It'll be in the pavilion this year. In the splash anywhere, because we need more space for y'all to enjoy yourself a little
because
it was a little squished last year.
It's always down there in the, what is that?
Splash,
and it's tight.
And remember, 100% of that entry fee also goes to Feed a Family.
Okay.
That's so we can go up and Feed a Family, serves boxes to families of four, $25 a box to have a meal on Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Might be closer to three people now for $25.
Well,
you know,
with
the rates going up for everything. Okay, ladies, phone number.
702-298-2214. And if you're thinking about somebody that's done something special for just a moment or for a period of time, please nominate them today.
Yeah, and over the next year, as
you
see
have a whole year.
Putting on events or doing something for Little League or
supporting
Girl Scouts,
a cause.
Boy Scouts.
Yes.
Supporting a cause or maybe being the head person or maybe just the one that works the hardest.
Yes.
Go to your computer and nominate them.
Nonprofit, for-profit, individuals.
Yeah. All right. We're out of time.
Laughlinchamber.com.
Paul LaVoy is up next from Lake Havasu City, followed by Mr. Sean Hannity. I'll get it right. Everyone have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
I'm not trying to make you feel uncomfortable. I'm not trying to make you anything.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.